town last longer, and that's why you ought to head for the hills. Head for the Hills Brothers Coffee.
KNX time now is 11:30. CBS Radio presents The Romance of Helen Trent, the story of woman's eternal search for romance. As Helen was about to leave for her dinner engagement with the wealthy and powerful Ridgway family, the telephone rang. Now, Helen stands appalled, looking at Eric Mathewson.
I can't go, Eric.
My dear girl, we're expected at the Ridgeways in 20 minutes.
Well, yes, I know.
Anything else is out of the question. Now, come along.
Well, it isn't out of the question if Audrey is hurt. She has no one else to turn to. I must go to her.
Just what was the telephone message, Helen?
Just that Audrey had an accident.
Nothing more? Not what kind of an accident or how badly she was hurt?
Pete didn't say. He just said, come at once.
And you didn't take time to inquire?
I could only think of the emergency. Eric, we're wasting time.
We certainly are. Now, come get into the car and let's go to the Ridgeways. We'll put in a call to Audrey from there.
Audrey has no telephone.
There must be some way to reach her.
Well, she lives in a boarding house.
We'll call the boarding house.
I've been there, but I can't for the life of me remember the address or the woman's name. It was Brigham, or was it Schultz?
No, that's no good.
Oh, I know. Eric, surely the Ridgeways will understand.
That you've broken your dinner engagement with them because of a chance call from their no-account nephew, Peter?
It isn't a chance call. Audrey is my friend. She's had an accident.
How do you know?
Eric, no one would lie about a thing like that.
No one but Pete, who has his own ideas about truth and opportunity.
Oh, I can't believe it. Pete may be odd and offbeat, but he isn't cruel.
Helen, I'm asking you to ignore this call and come to the Ridgeways with me now.
I can't, Eric. I just can't.
Very well. I'll call Laura and tell her where we're going.
No, Eric, I don't want you to go with me.
Why not?
Because that would really spoil Mrs. Ridgway's dinner party. You go on to the Ridgways and I'll come later if I can.
That's what you really want?
Yes, I might have to stay with Audrey.
Or whoever it is who really wants to see you.
Eric!
Well, you must see how this looks. Goodbye, Helen. I'll explain to Laura if I can.
More about the romance of Helen Trent in just a moment. Traffic conditions are so bad here in New York that in order to get to the other side of the street, you have to be born there. That's just one of the many witty observations of Andy Griffith, who is now bringing chuckles to millions of CBS radio listeners. Andy's a man of many accomplishments. He's been a music teacher, a dancer, a farmer, a star of records, the Broadway stage, and the Hollywood screen. He made his first big hit in No Time for Sergeants. Later, he went on to create the same role in the film version of the Broadway comedy. He also starred in the movie A Face in the Crowd. And right now, he is delighting capacity Broadway audiences as the star of the musical Destry Rides Again. He will delight you, too, if you tune in to The Andy Griffith Show every weekday evening, Monday through Friday, on CBS Radio. The Andy Griffith Show is a highlight of CBS Radio's evening comedy hour that also features the Amos and Andy Music Hall, Burns and Allen, and Bob and Ray. For laughs aplenty, hear this great entertainment lineup weeknights on CBS Radio. We continue with the romance of Helen Trent. A little later the same evening as the streetlights flicker on in West Venice, Pete Ridgway turns on the top step of a ladder to young Audrey Winters, who is watching him.
How does it look?
Oh, wonderful, Pete. Oh, but shouldn't that canvas, the one called Mugging, hang a little lower?
Well, the line... No, you're right, Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you got a good eye.
Oh, I know Alan's work. Oh, Pete, this is going to be the most wonderful exhibition. Imagine Alan finishing enough work to show...
How's your finger?
Oh, all right. I can give you a little help now.
Good.
You'd think I could drive a nail by this time.
Just hand me that last canvas, chicken.
Mm-hmm. Here.
Slaughterhouse. Oh, that's got it, hasn't it?
Oh, he spent a week over there just watching.
Yeah, you can practically smell him.
Mm-hmm.
This is one the critics will really tear apart.
Why?
Too cool. They won't get with it.
Oh, Pete, I want this to be a success.
If the critics howl it down, it will be.
Hmm?
A critic. Biggest snook in the world. They won't dig it, but the cats will.
Do you think everybody will come?
Sure. Cuba's bringing his combo.
Huh?
Ralph will sound out some new poetry.
Oh,
and maybe
Pete,
I will.
Pete, this is to be an art show just for Alan.
You just don't dig it yet, do you? It all goes together, don't you see?
No.
Maybe the jazz sent you, maybe the poetry. And all the time you're looking at Alan's stuff, the whole thing swings together. That's what this is all about.
Yes, but if it's one of those sessions, who's going to look at the walls?
Where else will they look? It can't miss. Tomorrow, Alan will be famous, and
mm-hmm.
Spike will give him 6 months more credit for his beer.
Oh, it's all so different.
It's real, chicken. Real, real. Like, when you look into a stereopticon and all of a sudden everything's got three dimensions.
Yes.
That's it, baby. Three dimensions. Then you got room to swing out. Way out.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that nail.
Oh, mm-hmm.
There.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Have I got this upside down?
Yes.
Well, it's even better. Look at that color bleed.
Oh, Pete.
Much better. Leave it alone. Now, you better start sandwiches.
Oh,
I'll check
yes.
on the beer. The one thing you can count on is that these cats expect to eat. They don't very often.
Well, I hope I have enough. I wonder where Alan is.
He'll show at the right moment.
And, Pete, do you think Helen will really come?
You wanted her to, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I wanted her to see Alan's work. She's stood by me, and I... Well, I want her more than anybody else to see what Alan can do. But I never thought...
I promised you I'd get her here, didn't I?
Yes.
And did I ever break a promise?
No, Pete. And you've done a lot of things, maybe, but you never broke a promise to Alan or me.
You get with the sandwiches. That's the girl.
Oh, when is she coming?
Oh, soon, chicken. Real soon. I'll hustle the beer.
I don't know how you did it, Pete. I mean, persuade Helen.
Don't worry, Audrey. Just leave everything to me.
It is dark as Helen parks her light blue convertible at the boarding house. Now, as she looks up at the weather-beaten building.
Oh, my goodness. Is poor Audrey listening to that? And this is the place, I'm sure of it. I just never saw it after dark. There are a lot of people going in. Yes, it is. I remember that half-broken shutter and that light with no shade. I've got to get Audrey out of here if she's hurt. Why didn't I ask Pete what happened to her? All I could think of was getting out here and breaking my date with the Ridgeways.
Are you looking for somebody?
No, thank you.
Well, you must be. You wouldn't be sitting here looking at the street. That's reserved for fools and painters.
Well, I'm not looking for anyone, thank you.
Well, you oughtn't to sit here alone. It's two nights a night. Let me sit with you.
I'm getting out.
Let me help you.
No, just go away, will you?
Hey, that's no way to talk to a genius. You know what? See those people? You hear that music? That's all for a genius. They all want to salute a genius, and I
will
say...
Will you please go away from my car?
Oh, now, don't get sore. You're square, I can see that, but you're pretty. No, not pretty. You got bones. That's what makes a woman interesting, or a horse, or a... Did you ever see a slaughterhouse? Bones, they're the foundation.
If you don't get away from this car door, I'll call a policeman.
Mustn't do that. Cops don't like it around here. They don't come unless it's serious. And it's not serious yet. It could be up in the pad. They really swing.
Will you just go away?
Oh. Where'll you go?
I'm going into that house.
You going too? A square like you?
Look, I don't know what you're talking about, but I have a friend in there, and I must see her. She's ill.
In that house?
Yes. Now, will you get away from my car?
No, wait a minute, chick. I know everybody who's got a pad in the place. Nobody's sick there.
Will you let me get out?
Look, on the level, I'm maybe a little stoned. I got a lot on my mind, but there's nobody sick in there.
Well, not sick exactly, but an accident.
You got the wrong place. Now, look, I'll just get in and try to help you out, because you're lost.
Don't get in this car.
Why not? I'm not picking you up. You squares are all afraid of the same thing. I'd just like to sit down and look at you. Yeah, I like to look at you. You got bones in your face. A lot of people don't understand that about bones, but that's what you gotta see. Bones right through the bloody canvas. Bones.
Get out of here.
Oh, bones. You got them. Cheek, nose, chin.
You get out or I'll...
No noise. I can't stand noise. Look, let's drive somewhere, huh? Anywhere, nowhere. I'm tired and I like you. I like looking at you.
Help somebody! Won't somebody help?
What's the matter here?
Helen! Oh, Pete. Pete, where's Audrey?
Upstairs. What's wrong?
Oh, there's a filthy drunk in my car. A horrible man. Look.
Oh, gosh.
Get him out, will you? I'll go up to Audrey. What happened to her, Pete?
I'll tell you upstairs.
Well, is she badly hurt?
No, just go up, will you? She wants to see you.
Pete.
You know that man?
Pete, the lady's going upstairs to see the show. Tell Audrey she's a friend of mine. Give her anything in the pad.
You know him? Pete, what's going on? Never mind. I'll find out for myself.
Return to the romance of Helen Trent in just a moment.
This is Julie Stevens, better known as Helen Trent. You know, sometimes an experience like the one Helen is undergoing today can keep you awake nights, nervous and on edge. Perhaps right at this moment, you're not as rested as you should be because of this kind of tension. So I suggest that you do what I do. Find out about wonderful Niagara heat and massage pads. Learn for yourself how much the famous Niagara 20-minute test can mean to your well-being. How it can help you sleep better and be more relaxed so you get a lot more out of living. Niagara's 20-minute test will actually help increase your blood circulation locally. Help relieve everyday aches and pains, too. To find out more about Niagara's famous 20-minute test, visit your nearby Niagara showroom. Or look for your Niagara representative who may be calling on you during coming months. Or if you wish, you may send for a wonderful new booklet by sending a postcard to Helen Trent, CBS, New York 22, New York. Write the words Niagara Test Booklet on the card and don't forget your name and address.
Now to return to the romance of Helen Trent. As Helen goes into the dim front hall of the boarding house and stops in the half light to read the name list, Pete races to the back of the house. In another minute, he's upstairs.
Quiet, you kids.
Pete, what is it?
Audrey, I'm going to talk fast,
yes?
And you've got to make the best of it. It's gone off the rails.
What has?
Helen's downstairs on her way up.
Is she? Oh, Pete, you did
Shut
it.
Up and listen.
What?
You have to know now, Audrey. I lied to her to get her down here. Said you'd been hurt.
Oh, Pete, not to Helen Trent.
Yes, I thought when she got here and saw what it meant to you. Oh, I thought a lot of things.
I wouldn't have had you do this for anything.
Well, all right. I did it. I had a lot of reasons. Maybe you weren't the only ones. But your boyfriend's blown it all sky high.
What do you mean?
Alan got stoned and climbed into her car.
Oh, no.
She doesn't know it's Alan. She thinks she just met a drunk.
But how could he?
Well,
and I wanted everything to go well.
Well, it's too late for that. She's going to be sore, no matter how you put it. But you can do one thing.
What?
She needn't know it was Alan. I'll go down the back way and get him out of the car.
What can I say to Helen?
Anything you think of, Audrey. I'm sorry, chick. I try.
Oh, Pete.
Romance of Helen Trent will be on the air at this same time tomorrow.
Just Entertainment with Pat Buttram and his gang follows next on the CBS Radio Network.
You're in tune with KNX, CBS Radio in Los Angeles.